טוב, יאללה, חצב. אוקיי, טוב. יאללה, ג'נטלמן. אוקיי, טוב. Last week I talked for about a second about Kinyan Kesef Min HaTorah.
Right.
Excuse me, Chagira in Rabbi Yochanan. What is going on in Kinyan Kesef Min HaTorah? I'm not going to be Kozer al Dvarim because, like I said, we talked about them for a few seconds, but we covered what needed to be covered. The sugi is relatively simple. This sugi is much more complicated. Right? Meaning, the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Has anybody learned it yet? Okay, so the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Beis talks about... Jonah? Philippian does appear on that daf, but when I'm talking about Kinyan Kesef versus Kinyan Mashiach, what does it say? Very good. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma is konos dvar Torah. Right? And then, Chazal came along and said, I'm sorry? Very good. And Chazal came along and said that even though that is in fact true, and we do in fact hold that way, Midirabanan, we have a rule that you need to have Mashiach. What's this?
Thanks for reminding me that shit, bro.
I tried to open Bab Matzia in Bar Ilan, and it was missing most of the dapim in Mem, but it turns out I was trying to open it up in the Tosis Red. Okay, tov. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'is koinus, dvar Torah ma'is koinus, min ha-Torah, you can buy things with money. Eitan?
Can I use a pencil that I just found? It's got a name on it.
No.
Have you got a spare pencil? Can I use it?
Yeah, sure. I was about to say, but do return it to the person who belongs to. Okay. Mais dvar Torah mais konos min haTorah money buys things. I mean, imam ru meshicha konos. Why did they say meshicha can buy things? So we're going to say it outside. Gzeira mishum. There's a gzeira because what's going to happen if we allow the din Torah to stand on its own? Right. Then you're going to give your money to somebody, right? And then you already own the object that you bought from them. Let's say, for our purposes, wheat. Right? You bought wheat from them, then you already own the wheat. But the wheat is already in their resource. And then your besot tzar burns down. And if you really made an effort, you could probably save the wheat. But you didn't, because it's not yours anymore, and so you don't really care. Prevent that situation from happening, we make it that the transfer of ownership does not happen until the person who's bought the wheat actually does a mashicha. Right? That is basically the shape of the takana. So it says Resh Lech Veishlach Yishamra. If we skip a few lines, Meshicha Meforeshes Min HaTorah Refi Meshicha must also be able to buy things Min HaTorah. Maybe is the only thing can buy things in Torah. Machlekes Shonim. What Resh Lakish means? It's not our topic for today, right? My time at the Resh Lakish. What's the reason for Resh Lakish? What Resh Lakish says? Amar Kra. The pasuk says Vechisim Keru Mikar Da Misecha. When you sell something to your fellow, or you buy something from your fellow, right? Davar hanikne miyad liyad. Something which is passed from hand to hand, meaning you've done a meshicha, right? You've pulled it from something, does it well, passed from his hand to your hand. So that's the way you do a kinyan min haTorah, according to Resh Lakish. Okay? Right. Now, what I'm interested in today is not actually the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the simple implication of Rabbi Yochanan's statement is that Mashiach in the Torah is garnished. Right? Mashiach doesn't do anything in the Torah. Mashiach is called Kulo, an invention of Chazal, to prevent this problem. By the way, as I mentioned last week, it doesn't even apply in all cases. There are cases where we, in fact, will not apply the rule that you need Mashiach for a kinyan to, in fact, take place. Right? What are cases where we don't need Mashiach? Yeah? What are you buying?
People can buy the meat much more easily.
Very good. On Erev Yom Tov when buying meat. Okay. Tov, parenthetically, you should know, there's a famous Rambam that says, Ein simcha el basar, ein simcha el b'yayin. The problem is that's against Beferish Maram Sachem, that says, Bizman hazeh, ein simcha el b'yayin. And in the time of the Mikdash, ein simcha el b'basar, which means basar shlamim. So people say, what was the Rambam thinking when he says, even Bizman hazeh, ein simcha el b'basar? He must have meant from that Mishnah in Chulin. And the way the Gemara explains it, based on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that because Chazal wouldn't have been willing to dispense with this Takana Derabban if it wasn't the Tzorach HaMitzvah, the mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. Okay, fine. Stam, Manion. Okay, so if we look at the first makor that I've given you on the Daf Makoros, I've given you most of the first parak of Kiddushin Mishnayis, and it says, Eved Ivri nikna bekesef shtaros koin, Eved koin atzatzmei b'shana riofan, Eved Ivri can be born a number of ways. And then it says, Eved Knani nikna bekesef shtaros chazaka, Eved Knani can be born a bunch of ways. It says, Behema gasa niknes b'misira. A large animal can be bought b'misira when the owner sends it to the new owner. Vedaka bagba, and a small animal can be bought behagba by lifting it up. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim Amrim behemadaka ben nikneis b'mishicha, and Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim say no, a behemadaka is bought with mishicha. You pull it. Yeah, and it's if you look in the Gemara on that Mishnah in Kiddushin, which we're not going to do right now because time is limited, you'll either take my word for it or go check me on it afterwards. Right? There is no zecher to the idea that this is only midirabban. Now, halacha is like who? Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish? Always like Rabbi Yochanan. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvar Torah Marad Mois Konis and it's only midirabban and you need Mashicha, then why is this Mishnah coming along and saying that we need, that it sounds like we need Mashiach in the Torah? What's going on?
In terms of the Mishnah, isn't the usually the Mishnah's of post-Takana?
But like I said, the Gemara never mentions that this is only Midera, that it's only Midera-Ban.
It mentions the Bob Masih.
Seder, but the Gemara on the Mishnah in Kiddushin should also mention it when it's discussing these issues. Right, the Iker Sugi, the Iser Sugi is in fact the Kiddushin. Toiv. Let's just look quickly one more makar to help tighten up the problem a little bit more. Right, the Bavli in Bechoros on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Achani, Amar Ishlakish Mishum Rabbi Yeshaya. Yisrael she nasan moisel oivik chalim bevehemto ibeninayim afal pishalim mashach kana vechayavs b'chora. So, we have an opinion name of Reish Lakish, who said the name of Rabbi Yoshaya, who is a Tana, right? A Jew who gave money to an oivik chalim, even though there was no Mashicha, the kinyan worked. The Gemara goes on to be done back and forth in that issue for a while. I don't want to get into the sort of minute details of Bechoros, because like I said, it's also, and sorry, I'm doing this a little bit today, it's not our sugi, I'm just trying to show where the place, different ways it comes up, and what the problem is. Let's skip to right to the end, the second last line in the printing in front of you. Ela Amar Abaye, rather Abaye said, Bedineem She Paskalam Torah, right? In their dinim, that the Torah made for them, this will be true. Fine. Oy Kanomi Yana Misecha, and our pasuk from Bava Metzia comes up, from your fellow Jew, you can make a kinyan b'mishicha. From an oved kachavim, it'll be b'chesef. A number of Rishonim, both in Bava Metzia and in Kiddushin, point out that even though Abaye is following up a statement from Reish Lakish, firstly, it's a statement from Reish Lakish in the name of Atana, which gives it a very different weight. Right? You can't. It's harder to say this is just Reish Lakish's opinion. Right? And secondly, Abaye's statement here doesn't really sound like it's only according to Reish Lakish, right? A general comment, right? It's almost a full amud of Gemara after Reish Lakish in terms of our printing. It's like there's been a fair bit of discussion in the meantime. It doesn't sound like he's just explaining Reish Lakish, right? So we have some idea of Meshicha. It sounds like even Min HaTorah. The question is, what is it? Okay? So I have accidentally put my Makoros out of order, but we will do them in the correct order. Let's look at the Rashba. It's after the Ritva. We'll get to the Ritva later. Right, the Rashba says, Matnisin. Kol hanesa damim ba'acher kiven shezocha zenis chayev ze b'chalipin. So anything, excuse me, anything, when basically the case in the Mishnah, the case in the Mishnah is as follows. If let's say I'm swapping, I don't know, a donkey for a cow. It's a classic case, right? And I already give, Gavriel, you and I are doing this trade, right? And I've already given you my cow. You are now obligated to give me your donkey. You have no right to go back on the trade at that stage. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. It says, kol anes adam echad, that's the din that he's talking about. Nire shekach hi girsa seishal Rashi. That sounds like what, that's probably what Rashi said. What Rashi thought the girsa was. Vecheinu b'roiv esvarim, and that's what most of the svarim say. Upirish kevan shezocha amokar b'mois, elu shenosan le'lekech, nitzchaya lekech, b'chalipav klimar im nignav o'nevav, b'rishosei nignav deha zocha b'chalipav afal pisha le'mashach. So it says, and what it means is that you are now responsible for giving me what I was buying from you. And if you can't, then you'll have to give me something else of equivalent value. Right? That's now falls on you. Right? That is what Rashi meant. That is what the Mishnah meant, according to Rashi. And he says, Ve'ein aloshein mechuvar, and that doesn't make, and that is not true, according to Rashi, excuse me. It should have been worded differently. It should have said, since this person has already received what he was meant to get, then the other person already has the rights to the other thing. That's what it really should have said. Right? It would have been a much simpler formulation than anything which has made money from someone else, since he has already attained it, he is now obligated in the switch. It's a very roundabout formulation. There's a theorist for Das Rashi. You can just say that, no, the point is Nes Adomen, because this is true in a Kinyan Kesef. Right?
So
this is working through a Kinyan Kesef and not a Kinyan Chalipin. If it was working through a Kinyan Chalipin, the rules might be different, and that might be where Rashi's getting at.
So is Rashi saying it becomes like a Shomer on it?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. V'Rabbeinu Tamzal Perish, Rabbeinu Tamzal said something different. Kaven Shezacha Zebe Moishe Lakach Nitzchayev Bechalipav Litnan lelekeach v'shuv eino yechol lachzor boy, right? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that if I gave you my cow or my money or anything, right? It doesn't mean you've got achrayus. But what it does mean is that you can't go back on the trade now. It means the trade, from a legalistic perspective, is complete. Right? The kinyonim have all already happened. You haven't passed it on. Doesn't matter. You anyway can't go back on it at this stage. Right? Sounds like Dvar Torah Mois Koinos. No? That's exactly what it sounds like. Sounds like the Takana of Dvar Torah Mois Koinos does not apply. Dvar Torah Amr Chamim, Sheino Yikin Elab Mishicha, that you were even so, even though Minatorah you can do it with money, really we pass can be Darabon and you need Mishicha, does not apply if your object you're paying with is not money, if it's Shvei Kesef.
Sure, it's more rushing.
What?
No,
it's radically different to Rashi. Rashi says that if I give Gavriel my cow, it's not that I now own his donkey, it's that I have rights to his donkey. But he owns a donkey and he's got achrayus over the donkey. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I already own the donkey. Yeah? V'loi garsinan dechanischayev ze bechalipav, and that line doesn't appear at all. Elakivan shezacha ze nischayev bechalipav. Right? Right, it says Kevin. Rather, what you're going to say is Kevin Shezachas there. Since he has already gotten it, he's now obligated to give over what he is meant to give over. Okay. Now, this raises a question. Right, this whole Dion raises an interesting question. What's the case? Right, can anybody define the case that we just discussed? Yeah, what's the case? What exactly happened?
One person, they're trading two items.
Yes.
Like swapping them.
Yes.
Person A gave what he needs to give. Reuben gives what he needs to give to Shimon.
And Shimon.
And then Shimon didn't give what he needs to give to Reuben.
Okay, so Reuben already gave what he needs to Shimon. And now we're assuming, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the trade has been effectuated, gamarno, right? All the property rights have already switched, even though the second object, what Shimon is giving to Reuven, has not actually changed hands yet. right? How did Shimon get the object from Reuven if Reuven hasn't gotten any object from Shimon? Which kinyan did he use? Didn't use Sudar. Nothing's changed hands. You use Mashicha, right? Ah, but wait. Didn't we say Mashicha is garnished min haTorah? So what's the answer?
It didn't do Mashicha on the mount, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Very good. Says, Jonah, you can even ask a better question. Since I already asked that question, you can do better. You can one up the question, and you're right. Right? How do you make a kinyan in the coins in the first place? Right? Since, right, Lisabar Sa'ozin, right, the person who, somebody has pressed enter many times in my chat. Somebody did something to it, I don't know, whatever. Right? The Pnei Yeshua, which is now on the third page for some reason, under Dachman Chorus, is migrated. There we go. The Pnei Yeshua asks exactly that question. Right? He asks exactly that. But wait, how can somebody make a kinyan in the coins? No, so what's the answer?
But isn't when Rabbi Yochanan said you need Mashiach from the Torah? Means
no, he said you needed a kesef min haTorah.
Sorry, mean Rabbanan you do Mashicha.
Yes.
It means min Rabbanan you do Mashicha not on the Maod.
Of course. It means you do Mashicha on the object that you're buying, not on the Maod.
Mashicha as a concept of transferring ownership is min haTorah.
Ah, so it says Jonah, a very good Teretz, right? Right? The real answer is that Mashicha does work min haTorah, just not for a monetary trade. Right? Meaning, Mashicha doesn't effectuate a trade. Mashicha effectuates a change in ownership, but if you want to do a trade, then min haTorah doesn't. Then Mashicha doesn't do anything min haTorah. Midirabanan, Chazal said money, which does do something as a trade, right, will no longer do anything, right, and you'll need Mashicha, which is the regular Torah kinyan you need in cases where there is no money involved. Right? The Rishon who said that is the Tosos explicitly, but it's clearly what's going on in this Rabbeinu Tam as quoted by the Rashba, right? The Tosos in Avodah Zarah that I've given you, right? Right, so let's just skip to the second line at the end. Va'omeri dafil laman v'amar eina koina ke rav ashi besamuch hani mili kegoin de'ika kaspa aval b'metzia umatana Deleika kaspa kule almi moida moidu dekani bimishicha oi behagba.
What was
that? Sorry?
Which source was that?
The Tosfos from Avodah Zarah. I think it's the only Tosfos I put on the page. Right? The Tosfos say that the whole disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is in the field of a trade. Right? In a trade, right? You cannot buy an object, you need not buy an object using Mashiach. Huh? The way you buy an object, min haTorah, is simply by receiving money for it. By giving money for it. And then you automatically attain the rights to the object. Midirabanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chazal said you need to do Mashiach as well. Right? The kinyan kesef is not sufficient. That's really an insurance policy for the buyer. Right? In the literal sense. But, right, the reason why they could do that is because the kinyan mashicha already exists min haTorah. It just, it just existed in a different context. So they moved it to a context where it wasn't necessary because, that was the way this kind of worked.
It's Reish Lakish more of a chiddush then. The one that says that mashicha is from the Torah, buy money.
No, I think he'll still say that you still have to give the money. The question is a good question. I'm not gonna disregard. Let me finish talking about Rabbi Yochanan, and then I'll see if I can deal with your question about Reish Lakish. Okay, but the answer is that Reish Lakish will still have to answer. You have to give the money. That's obvious, right? We're talking about a trade inherently. Reish Lakish isn't going to say the trades are garnished min haTorah. That makes some sense. Yeah.
Do you need to say hefker be'im hefker in order to this to kind of Rabbi
Yochanan? No, I don't think so. It might rely on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Okay, a very brief rundown of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because Hefker Bezdin Hefker is its own sugya, and it's a very large sugya. Hefker Bezdin Hefker relies on... It's not totally clear what. The Rar Yevamos implies, and the Rambam also implies, that Hefker Bezdin Hefker works based on a set principle called Akiras Dover Min haTorah. Akira's Dover Min HaTorah is exactly what it sounds like. Right? Chachamim have, in certain circumstances, which are carefully circumscribed, right? Basically, it has to be Lasha, it has to be not forever, and it has to be something which is, according to most Rishonim, something it has to not become Vase, it has to be something that's done passively. Right? Chachamim have the right to basically say that something the Torah said is not true temporarily. We're going to ignore the halachic system on this issue for the moment. Right? It's an astonishing chiddush. Most Rishonim don't learn Hefker Bezdin Hefker that way. They learn Hefker Bezdin Hefker as being based on, probably, right, a special power that the Torah granted Chazal over the monetary system. Where did the Torah grant such power? No, not our sugi right now. It's a very complex sugi, right? Right, there are conflicting sugis and whatever. I don't want to complicate it. But, right, the Torah gave Chazal specific authority over how the monetary system works, right? Now, their approaches lead to certain nafkaminas. Does Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker firstly only allow Bezdin to make things Hefker? Or does it allow things Bezdin to effectuate a transfer in ownership? Right, is a nafkamina of the various chukiras that show up here, and that this is very al regalachas. I don't think to prevent... While Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker could, according to some opinions, do what's going on, do this, I don't think it really needs to. If Chazal say that even though the Torah said when I paid money for something it became mine, right, we're saying that you're not allowed to act that way, then I don't think you need to get into Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker.
Basically extending your chayiv.
But if the Torah made a kinyan, the rabbis are saying there's no kinyan?
Either they're saying there's no kinyan whatsoever, or they're saying we're ignoring the kinyan for the moment. Saying, ah, but say no Torah told you make kinyan. Okay, but see, we're telling you now that we're acting as though there's no kinyan. Right? We will get back to that point. That my work in a Torah, as we're about to say. But like, Beseder, that I don't think you need Hefker Bezdin Hefker here or in Achinami. At least according to certain Rishon, the way Hefker Bezdin Hefker works might work here. Okay. Now that's the opinion of Tosfos, right? Tosfos seems to hold that Mishicha in Achinami works in a Torah, just not in a trade. Right, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, let's look at the Ritva. So, I just want to find that line that's relevant to us. Just a second. So it's on the second page, on the third line, towards the end. Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan, de Amar, who said, Dvar Torah ma'os koines. Mina Torah, money can buy stuff. Right? Umeshicha miderabanan. Umeshicha is miderabanan. Gzeira shema yomer lo nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyah. Gives the reason that we described. Excuse me. Ikar hatakana meshicha hi shehivia lirushusoy. The Ikar hatakana is the meshicha which brings it into his rishus. V'yotza midei tainas nisrufu chitecha. And from that point on, the whole taina of your nisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah, your wheat burned down in my attic is no longer relevant. It's no longer in his attic. Lost my place. Oh, the ilu beida chakasi efsha loymer lo nisrufu chitecha el dechaven de takun rabbanah meshicha. Taku nai mesira v'agba. Since Rabbanan established Meshicha, they'd also established Mesira and Hagba. Huh? V'lo yichashu l'tainas nisrufu chitecha, even though those two have nothing to do with nisrufu chitecha, because they don't involve it actually coming to the reshus of the person, right? So they don't nullify that problem. Mishum de'ilu b'mesira lo yishchiach she'arei eina ela b'dvarim kvedim v'gam eina ela b'rishas harabim she'ein l'chosh l'tainas nisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah. Because in Mesira, firstly, Mesira is only with very large, heavy objects, and secondly, Mesira is only Rishus Arabim. So there's two reasons why the whole question of it being burnt, getting burnt down in the guy's house is not going to be so relevant, right? Both it's less vulnerable, and it only works in a context where it's less likely to be burnt down anyway. And והגבה נמי כיוון שכבר הגביהו ובעל רשוסק שחזר בניחו אלים כמוי הרי הוא כחוזר ומפקידו אצלוי. Right, and also Hagbah says the Ritva. Well, right, Hagbah, when you pick something up, which is what a Hagbah is, you're not really going to put it down straight away. You're going to take it, right? So that's like Hagbah is like Trilus Meshicha. So that's why Chazal thought it should work as a Kinyan Midrabanan, just like Meshicha does. Okay. Ulefikach loychashul ze keshem sheloychashul besoicher es makayim kevin shavirish soy maymed fine uchshem sheloychashul behalipin kevin shekvar zacha loy sudaru for the priest to prepare kazav, and they also weren't worried about this problem in kinyan halipin or kinyan sacharot makayim. I don't want to go into all the details of all the kinyanim. There's also kinyanim here. But hilchach ikar takanasa meshichahi ve'amatulaleisa. Tikun idach de chayven de amar rabbanon de zuzi lekani legari vein kinyan meshicha roi bechol davar takinu lechol davar v'davar kinyan haro yoiser v'loicha shul tainas nisr fulkitecha mitam shekasavnu. So it says, and since Chagan said that coins will not make a kinyan in its totality, at least, right, and Meshicha doesn't work in all circumstances, they added a number of other kinyanim. What's the implication of the Ritva's discussion here? That's it's explicit. Meshicha wasn't established as the alternative kinyan to Kesef by Chachamim because it already existed somewhere else in the Torah. It didn't. Meshicha was established as the other way of making a kinyan because it solves the problem. Right? Meshicha means you take control of the object which we're afraid is going to get damaged. Once you've got control of it, we're no longer afraid it's going to get damaged. Right? And then there are a number of exceptions where, unfortunately, we couldn't allow for that, so then we allowed other kinyonim, which either accomplish similar things to Meshicha, or they don't, but Eima La'asot, you know, can't be perfect. Right? But the point of these kinyonim, right, is not that they existed somewhere else in the Torah, right, and now we've moved them over even to a Kinyan Kesef where they did not exist, right? It's that they didn't exist anywhere in the Torah and we invented them because they solved a problem. Yeah? What's the problem with this position?
What was the problem that they used to solve?
The problem is Ruchitecha Ba'aliyah. We're afraid that if I give you money for an object which I bought from you, right, but the object stays in your care, and I own it now, then you won't be careful to protect it from damage. But if you still own it, then you will, because otherwise you're going to have to give me a different one, or give me my money back. Okay, what's the problem with this position of the Ritva? It's also a different position of the Ramban in various places. It's a common position in Rishon Yisrael.
I don't know if this is what you're talking about. If it's just a practical thing like this, then it can work for a God also. It shouldn't be that. It seems just to be...
Not saying that that's a problem.
It means it doesn't say his fire doesn't work.
Why?
Because if he's making such a general thing, then why can't it work for a God?
But why is it a problem? So it'll work for a God.
No, but we said that the Quran Bechoris is that Meshicha.
Nah, he'll say then that that's only Rish Lakish or something. Or that all is only Darabanan and it's a Christ Machta Be'alma, or, you know, there's ways out of it.
Isn't it fair to say that he completely invents, the Rabbanan completely invent the entire system of transfer of ownership?
It's extremely surprising, but.
Yeah, it's like a.
Okay.
Shouldn't it be Mesirin or Meshicha as in taking it completely?
Meshicha solves the problem better at this point. We only use Mesira when Meshicha is not a possibility. What are the two obvious problems? Firstly, we return to Jonah's question. How then did the money change hands? Right, where was if Mashiach doesn't work with a Torah, then how did you ever get ownership of the money such that you could then be obligated to give anybody anything, right? And secondly, how do you acquire a matana? Right, what if there's no trade involved? Right, Tosa's exact problem, but wait, right? He says, it seems to be that you would say to Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Reish Lakish in a case where there's no trade. The Ritva says that's not the case. So, no. How would you deal with a case where there is no trade? Matana, Zochem in a Hefker, right? There's cases where you buy things without giving something in return, where you acquire things without giving something in return. So how would he deal with that case?
If it gets burned, nobody cares.
It's not the point if it gets burned. The question is, if there's no kinyan called Mashiach min haTorah, then what is the kinyan on objects that were acquired in ways that have nothing to do with trade?
But it's only dafka.
Like the Torah allows for matanos.
Yeah, but it's only dafka with a transaction of money, because then one side would care if it gets burned.
But the Torah has to have a way for you to receive. The Torah has to have a way for you to receive matana.
No,
Gemara's das. How would you measure Gemara's das?
So then you're saying it's sometimes the
right.
Yeah,
an agreement.
Gentlemen.
Agreement.
Very. That's better. We'll get to that in a second, right? Okay. The problem is the Torah has to have a way for you to get a matana, right? So Tosafot's theory is you can get a matana through Mashiach. The Ritva seems to say you can't get a matana through Mashiach. So how are you going to get a matana? Your parents gave you a birthday present. How do you make a kinyan in it? Yeah? You understand the question?
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. Lichora, the answer is, and I think I'm going to assume this is what Jonah was going for. I think I gave you the Gemara. I hope I did. Oh, no, I didn't. I gave you the Rambam. Oh, fine. Rambam will do. Right. Look in the Rambam that I've put here from Hilchos Mechira. Right, machar lai bidvarim bilvad. If the only thing between you is an oral agreement, nothing has happened. Upasku hadamim, and you agreed on how much money there should be. Verasham halekeach roshem alamechach. And then let's say we're talking about a barrel of wine, right? And the buyer made a mark on the barrel of wine that it's his, but he didn't do any sort of mishicha, mesira, hagbar, gornish. He didn't do any of the real kinyanim, right? So that he will know that this is the one he bought when he comes back later to actually pay the money and actually take it. Right? And even though there was no exchange whatsoever yet, no money was given, if one of them goes back on the exchange at that stage, he receives a curse, right? That God who punished the Dor HaMabul should punish this person as well, because he's not honest in his trading. Right? This verse is mentioned in the Mishnah. I'm assuming most of you have already seen it. Ve'im minhaga medinahu, and if the common practice in that country, or city really, medina really means city, sheikne haroishem kinyan gomor, that if somebody makes a mark on a barrel of wine, that means that he bought it, that it's his now. Kana nikne hamekach. Then already that works to acquire it. Then the act of making a mark on the barrel is enough to acquire it. Right? Ve'ein echad mehen yachol lachzor bo. And neither of them can change their mind at that stage. It's not a case of Mishapara. It's a case of they actually cannot change their mind. Forget about the curse. There's no possibility, right? Ve'yiyeh zechayev litein damim. And he will have to pay the money. He has no option. Okay? That kinyan is called a situmta in the Gemara. That kinyan of making a mark on a barrel of wine, because the minhag is to make kinyanim on barrels of wine that way, it's called a situmta in the Gemara. And the principle, as Rambam articulated, is very simple. If this is the common practice, then even though it's not one of the formal kinyonim that Chazal laid out, it works. Right? This is a sugya layer in the sect. I think, if I remember correctly, Daf Ayin Dalet, you'll get to it when you get to it. I'll try to give Shiranah because it's an interesting sugya. If I don't, then remind me and I will. But for us, what we need from it right now is that it sounds like the agreement of the two people to perform this this trade, plus, right, plus the performance of an action which is acknowledged widely wherever they live to effectuate that trade, to give legal force to that trade, is enough. Right, so bizmanas there, right, people say that, for example, a handshake counts as a tumta. Right?
Is Kinyan Sudra possibly this?
No, Kinyan Sudra is not a Tumta. Kinyan Sudra works in a Torah, Chalipin is a little bit, it's a different, but it's its own sugya. Okay. Right? Or signing a contract. Again, it's for sure a Tumta. Right? Right? Anything which is the standard practice wherever you are counts to make the Kinyan work. Sounds even Minotaurah. I mean, for sure, property is what you buy and sell, right? But maybe that's the point here. Maybe the way in which you would acquire things like matanos, I mean, a hefker, you make kinyonim other than in the context of trades, right? In trades, the Torah told you how to make kinyonim with money, right? Why? Because that makes sense, right? Outside the world of trades, the Torah didn't necessarily tell you how to do it. They said, whatever people do, they do. Right, whatever is widely acknowledged as being the way to buy things will in fact work, even Minotaurah. Right? Cool? Yeah?
In terms of the all the Moors and Kiddush, which discuss their various ways of doing Kinyan, is there anywhere else that's kind of Minah Hanimelin and brings a Pasuk to say you can acquire this?
Because not in Kiddush.
As yeah. In Shas to the people.
I showed you tomorrow in Bukharis.
Just the Bukharis.
Sorry?
Before
I think,
didn't
make
a
plastic. Yeah?
I think people are marketed by a wedding ring and maybe also buy amber minim and stuff, that they should buy themselves, so they shouldn't buy with a credit card. They should buy it with cash. Can you argue that even though you really haven't given up the money, but once you've formally done the credit card stuff, that's their symptom to nowadays?
Firstly, I think you might be able to argue that giving a credit card counts to Kinyan Kesef nowadays.
Even though only at the end of the month money will transfer?
No. Money goes to him immediately. Money leaves your account at the end of the month. That's not the same thing.
You owe someone,
but you're in the bank, not him. Right? The bank paid him on your behalf. It's yours now. People are careful with things that involve chiyuv and daraisa to do things that nobody can like ask questions on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in Mechiras Chametz as well, they don't like it. They like the guy who buys it to actually give over some money. Right, or in Kiddushin, the advice is given to buy it, withdraw money from the bank, make hagbah on that money, and then take it to buy the ring using cash. Right? That way there's no question that you own the ring Minotaurah. Lichora, it's unnecessary. Firstly, because like I said, lichora, credit cards work, Minotaurah. And lichora, even if they didn't, it makes no difference because most achronim seem to think kinyanim midarabanan work Minotaurah. Right, either because of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, or because of, you know, the other things we've been discussing, because of Miras Das, Askama, and things like that. Right? The Minna gets to be machmir about these things, but I don't think you have to go crazy about it. The truth is, at least with Arab Minim in Israel, there's a bigger problem with buying it using a credit card. I have never seen an Arab Minim seller who's willing to take a credit card. Anyway, Tov. But people are machmir about it in all places. In Australia, for example, the minhag is like quite widespread to use a credit card. And I managed the Lulav and Esrog sale for Bnei Akiva, and I remember when we asked around what people wanted to do, so everybody said, no, credit card. And the Rav of the Shul also said, credit card. If people want to pay cash, they can, but credit cards is the way to do it. Fine. I think that's the ikur of what I went through. I feel like I missed a question. Did I miss somebody's question?
You didn't deal with Rish Lakish.
Well, remind me what your question about Rish Lakish was. Okay. So, my apologies then for not dealing with it. I was planning to deal with it at the end, but now I don't remember what the question was, so email us up. I will just end off with a vort, because I just heard it in the name of the, I think, Tiferet Shlomo. who was the Rod Sim Reddy, I think. Don't really know. Something. Some Rebbe related to Redzina. Anyway, something. Whatever. Right. He said it's actually beautiful. Right. He said there's two ways of performing a Kinyan Mashicha. Right. If you're talking about a small animal, how do you do a Kinyan Mashicha? You just pull it. Right. You put attach a leash to it and you give it a pull and it comes towards you. Moves out, but almost yalla. Kinyan happened. What if it's a really big animal that you can't pull? You smack it or you yell at it, make it move somehow. Right, and that also counts as a Mashicha. So the Tiferet Shlomo apparently said that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to acquire a Jewish people. And for all of our people, for almost all of our history, he was giving us a smack. Right, to get us to come to him. And now we've reached a point in history where he's no longer giving us a smack, it's more of a gentle tug. Tough.
We've decreased the numbers.
Sorry?
We've got smaller.
Don't know. That is the word that was told to me. I've never read the Tiferet Shlomo in my entire life, so I cannot tell you more than that. Shkoyach, gentlemen.